بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. With this discussion which is carrying on the great virtues of إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ and all the other related matters which have been discussed. Ulama have written that Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy for us to overcome the difficulties and trials which He has given, which He puts to us in the way that He informed us from before, that trials and tribulations are going to come. So when a person knows it from before, he is ready for it. And then it doesn't come as a shock to him. Allah didn't make it that suddenly it comes. Allah informed us. And in the sequence of the ayat also, Allah Ta'ala first informed us that these trials and tribulations will come. Before that, Allah explained about sabr, that you have got the power and the ability to make sabr. So use that quality. So when these difficulties come, they will be easy. And after they come, what is the solution? That also Allah gave us. Read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. With all the different aspects which have come and which we have tried to explain, then all this becomes very easy for a person. Just like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were well prepared for all the conditions. And such conditions came to them, and especially on the battlefield, which the Quran Sharif says, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ. When their hearts came to their throats. Of course, this doesn't mean physically the heart came to the throat, but what great fear they had, what conditions Allah Ta'ala put. But they accepted it very easily, and they said, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is what Allah had promised us, these conditions will come. وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And Allah and His Rasul are truthful. They told us these conditions will come, and here the conditions have come. And easily they overcame them. Outwardly, there was great trials and tribulation, but within them, they accepted it wholeheartedly, and what great victory Allah gave them over the whole alliance of the kuffar who had come from all sides, and they were bent or that they will totally annihilate Medina Sharif and nothing will be left of the Muslims. But the opposite happened, that they were totally thrown into disarray and they lost the battle totally. Their morale was also broken completely. So this is all that Allah Ta'ala has warned us, and we just have to know our deen and accept it. And then all these difficulties, whatever they come, they might appear to be very great and unsurmountable, but Allah will make it easy. Another thing ulama have written, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that in this ayat where Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ, that we will definitely test you with something of fear. Fear, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Allah will test us with that, whether we fear Allah, that is, obey His commands or not. Will jew and hunger. Hunger is the fast of Ramadan, that Allah will test us, whether we will keep the fast of Ramadan or not. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, and there will be, you will lose, there will be some loss in your wealth, that is your zakat and your sadaqah that you give. Outwardly it looks that you are losing, you are giving it. Allah will test you whether you will give your zakat and your sadaqah. وَالْأَنْفُسِ, and your lives also. That is, that illnesses will come, and problems in a person's life will come. With thamarat and fruit, that is your children. As it comes in Tirmizi Sharif, Abu Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari, rahmatullah alayhi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, that when a child of somebody, a believer, passes away, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says to the farishta, malakul maut, that have you taken the child of my banda? They said, yes. Have you taken the fruit of his heart? Allah asked. That is what is meant by fruit here. Because our children are like our result, our fruit that we have. that. They said, yeah, they say yes. What did my banda say? He said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In other words, he accepted it and he also praised you, O Allah. Or words of praise he said for you. So Allah says, build for him a palace in Jannah and name it Baytul Hamd, the palace of the praises of Allah Ta'ala, because he accepted it, what I decreed for him. Though it is difficult to lose one's child, a person, everyone loves his children, but because of making the sabr and saying these words and praising Allah, Allah in return gives Baytul Hamd in Jannah. And so this is, by making sabr, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala rewards us so greatly. It also comes in the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who is a sterile person, a barren person? A person which normally we understand, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum replied, somebody who can't get children. Like a woman who can't get children, a man is impotent, he can't have children. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the real sterile person is he who has not sent children ahead of him in the akhirah. That is, whose children have not passed away. So if our children do pass away, what glad tidings are not given? That even though it's a difficult thing to lose one's child, very sad it is, but it has been made so easy that for that, if we just follow the correct procedure, which is of a believer, then we get that palace, Baytul Hamd in Jannah. And that person is praised, in fact. It's a certificate. The children, Nabalis children who pass away, they will argue with Allah on the day of Qiyamah that we want our parents with us in Jannah. In other words, they are our certificate of Jannah. So Allah's Rasul, our Deen, has made it that even if this great difficulty befalls a person, that has not been made easy only, but a pleasure. And a person will accept it wholeheartedly. It's necessary for us to know our Deen, to keep it fresh in our minds and practice upon it. That when these hardships and difficulties come, we don't go blank. But the virtues are in our mind and we practice accordingly. For that, regular dhikr of Allah is required, regularly to sit in the gatherings of knowledge, like this Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif, the ta'aleem that takes place on our own, to read kitabs, good authentic kitabs. All this will help us and to make the dhikr of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. May Allah let us associate ourselves with our deen, practice on our deen, and get all the fruit and goodness of it in this deen, in our deen, our dunya also, and particularly in the akhirah.